We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese, live in Phoenix, Arizona, Radio Row. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. What's up, Ike?
Johnny Marks. Holla at your boy.
Well, we are in Arizona. Championship coverage is brought to you by SEPTA, the Philly way to go, as we're live on Radio Row for most of this week until Thursday. What's up, Ike? We're here.
Yeah, we're here, brother. We're here. Listen, live in the flesh, out here in Arizona, desert, swarm. Okay, maybe that might have went over well, but still, we're in the desert.
We're in the desert. It's a dry heat. I don't know if you've noticed, Ike. Although it was cold this morning. It was in the 40s as we woke up here.
A little chilly this morning.
Jack Fritz is here. He's also engineering as well, which means he's pushing a lot of buttons, not knowing what's going on. I think that's his – hi, Jack.
Just turning things up, turning things down.
Everything sounds great.
Yes.
Everything sounds great to start the
show. Never a doubt. It's Super Bowl week. We got to lock in.
Tucker is back in the studio. Tucker Bagley's back in the studio, so he'll be answering your phone calls. He'll be operating the board this week as we're here. We're here. Last week, Ike, it felt like I heard a lot of Pat Mahomes isn't that good. Jalen Hurts is better. The defense is going to win the game. A very confident bunch we were last week as Eagles fans, which is good. Now that we're here this week, and I heard Elliot on with middays, and Elliot is saying, like, hey, listen, like, I don't feel great about this game, but I heard Joe DeCamera say that he's not emotionally prepared if the Eagles lose. Like, it's not even something that he's thought about, the Eagles losing this game. And, I mean, everybody knows me. I've definitely thought about the Eagles losing this game. I'm not super-duper confident about this game. This is a coin flip. This is a very close game. They're going up against Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid.
Yeah.
So you're not going to at least have me here today coming on the air saying, like, oh, yeah, let's go. We're gonna beat them. This is going to be a great game. Pat Mahomes isn't that good. This is a tough game coming up on Sunday. And this is a coin flip, Ike.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is what the Super Bowl is all about. You're not going to get a pushover in the championship game. You're going to get somebody that has probably just as good of a chance of winning this game as you do. So you're going to need to be at your best because they're likely going to be at their best, or you at least have to play well enough to where they aren't at their best and you have something to do with it. So that's how a championship should be. I mean, if you take us out of the equation with it being the Eagles here and having rooting interest, would it be in the Super Bowl, you want to see a matchup where both teams have a legitimate chance to win, both teams come in as healthy as possible with all their players ready to go, you know, and you expect a good game when you get to this level. When you get to this game, you expect a good football game, and that's what I expect come Sunday. I do, and I still believe in the end the Eagles are just a little bit better as an overall team. Now, listen, Pat Mahomes, and believe me, I'm not one of those people that thinks any less of Pat Mahomes because he's playing the Eagles. He's still the best quarterback in football, and until somebody else shows me otherwise, I don't even know how you can do that. Even if when the Eagles win this game, it doesn't, to me, make Jalen the best quarterback in football. He's the best on Sunday when he needed to be, and that's fine. I mean, I'm fine with that. I'm about winning the championship, having a parade, and having another trophy in that trophy case saying that our beloved Eagles are two-time champions and not just a one-time champion where it felt like, okay, was that lightning in the bottle or can it be duplicated? Well, we have a team that I think on paper at least, until they go out and do it, is better than the championship team.
Now,
if they go win the championship, I think that this championship team would rank higher than the 17 championship team. So it's not about we're not talented enough. It's not a David versus Goliath. That's what 17 felt like.
Right.
When you're going with a backup quarterback going up against Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. I don't feel that with this game. I just don't. I don't feel that with this matchup. Now, listen, it's not like I don't know who's on the other side of the field. So that gives you a nice, to me, it gives me a nice healthy amount of anxiety before this game. I like to be a little worried. I like to be a little worried.
I have it today.
Yeah.
I have it today. It's Monday. But I have it today. No,
I like to have
Pat
that.
Mahomes, Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Pat Mahomes, Andy Reid.
I don't mind
it. So I wonder, and I agree with you, Eagles have a great team, right?
Yeah.
Like, they really, really do. They're favorites for a reason in this game, right? This isn't 2017 where you more or less are – that's a Hail Mary win. That's how they did it. Once-in-a-lifetime win, that's how they did it. In this game, you're favored, slight favorite for a reason. But the thing that I'm worried about, I'm thinking about right now is I'm like, all right, like, is this Jalen's – coming out party of signature Super Bowl win, like he's officially arrived on the scene, Super Bowl champion, great win, Super Bowl MVP, game-winning drive? Or is this Pat Mahomes establishing himself as the next great quarterback? Aaron Rodgers getting older, Tom Brady just retired. Is this like a Pat Mahomes signature win?
From our standpoint, we hope it's Jalen's coming out party.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, we're definitely hoping for that, that it's. I think that is going to happen, but it seems like a lot of us have jumped the part of actually having to play Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid, and realizing this is a really, really tough game. All right, 215-592-9494, Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. We will take phone calls in the first segment. Jack, I have nothing in my headphones, so I'm not going to be able to hear any callers if we go to it or whatever. So it might be the back of the – there you go.
Oh, look at that.
Just don't turn my headphones off and I can hear perfectly.
There you go.
Eagles, Ike are still a point and a half favorites.
Yeah.
The over-unders went up here. Now it's 50.5. Mm-hmm. So there's some money coming in on that, I guess, on the over. Jack Fritz is your engineering here live in Radio Row. How are you feeling? Are you you feeling super duper confident? Feeling great? Anxiety yet?
I tell you what, I know it's in our nature that whenever we feel super confident, like, we're supposed to shy away from it. I don't think we should. Like, I know it's Mahomes.
No, I do.
I know it's Andy. We're trying to convince ourselves they're going to lose. Like, I am so confident they're going to go down and they're going to win this Sunday. Like, I think they match up better. I know Mahomes is the ultimate X factor, but it's like, do we want to be a city of underdogs, or do we want to be a city that's like the new Boston? You know what I mean? Where we can dominate
the sports.
We
want to be that.
I know, but we're still free.
I want to be city of underdogs.
That didn't happen for Boston after one title. That happened after about five or six titles.
We still sound scared.
And other sports, too.
Yeah.
We sound scared. And it's time to put that away. They're going to beat the Chiefs. They're going to beat Mahomes. Hurts is going to do it, and it's going to be great.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I'm not.
I'm with you. I'm with you there. I'm with you there.
I just think people are overlooking a lot of details when it comes to I'm not picking the Chiefs to win the game. The Eagles are point and a half favorites, and the Eagles are going to win the game. What I'm saying is, it seems like there are a lot of people that aren't like Joe DeCamera, who's not prepared for if the Eagles lose.
Right.
It's not even crossed their mind. Like, hey, you know what? They could actually lose this game. Like you, yeah. It doesn't seem like you're emotionally prepared for them to lose.
I don't think they're going to lose. Like, I don't see any scenario where they do. I mean, sure, Mahomes goes off, whatever. Like, Jonathan Gannon can't get a stop because, you know, he's been overrated this entire year.
That's two scenarios you just gave.
I could see that, but it's just
I don't see any scenario that they can lose.
This is how I felt heading into 17. Like, heading into that Super Bowl, I know we could do the whole Brady Belichick, like, you should be worried kind of thing. But I always had that inner confidence that they were going to pull it out. The only time I got nervous was when Gronk and Brady came out.
But that was also house money, right? You didn't have to lose. But you weren't supposed to win that game. You had a backup quarterback.
Yeah,
you were touchdown underdogs.
But we were dying for our first Super Bowl. This is more house money
than
that was.
They played like They were touchdown house underdogs.
Yeah, this ain't house
money. No, it's not. They played like they had nothing to lose. They were playing with a backup quarterback, and they were going out, and they were going out firing. That's the way that they played in 2017 in that Super Bowl.
Exactly as they should have.
Exactly. Yeah. Doug pulled it off. It was exactly what – he had the right attitude. Everybody had the right – I'm losing the headphones again, Jack. You're turning my headphones off again. Please stop. Stop. But like this one, you're the favorite in the game. You've been the best team in the NFL all season. Yeah. You really have one loss, and you haven't faced a player or a team this tough. I do worry that the team's a little bit overconfident. And they don't realize how good Pat Mahomes is. They don't realize giving 2 weeks to Andy Reid to scheme up and to come up with some stuff. Like this is a great test.
Or they look at it like, no, we're that good.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, as long as you can back it up,
right?
It ain't bragging. It ain't boastful. It ain't boasting. If you can back it up, you can go out there. There's nothing wrong with playing with confidence. Nothing wrong with playing with swagger. I would certainly prefer that versus playing a little timid. So I'm okay with that because the quarterback doesn't do trash talk, and he's not doing all of that.
Right.
So I don't worry about that. But my defensive players, they need to talk. That's what defensive guys do. Whatever they're talking about, that's what they do. Slay. Fletcher, anybody who feels they need to talk, yeah, go right ahead. That's what they do. Offensive players don't usually talk.
All right, confidence meter before we go to the
AJ Brown does after he usually told somebody. If he roasts you,
he's a talker.
Yeah.
And that works for him.
I need that. I need that confidence.
Or when he's not getting the ball.
I need that too. Yeah, I need that confidence.
That too. 215-592-9494.
He's a competitor.
All right, confidence meter heading into – it's Monday. Heading into the week here, one out of 10, where are you?
Oh, I'm at an 8.
Okay.
8.5.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I feel good.
It's going to be a good week.
Jack, you're at 11?
No, I'm at about a 9, 9.5.
You got to allow for a little bit.
Yeah, a 10 by. But I'm more on the camera side of, like, I just don't see a scenario in which they lose. I said this before the Niners game. Like, I'd be more surprised if they lost than if they didn't win by 10-plus.
Right, but then you didn't account for them not having a quarterback that can throw the ball forward.
You got to have a feel.
Right? All right, well, I'm a 6.5, 7. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones. We have Ryan in Broomall. Will be the first caller. Marks and Reese, live in Phoenix, Arizona, Radio Row, Super Bowl 57. What's up, Ryan? How are you?
I'm the first caller in Arizona.
You're the first caller in Arizona, man. So they better win or it's on you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wanted to ask, where do you guys think Jason Kelce would rank all time at the center position if he were to get his second ring? I'm not sure. I don't know too much about the center position, man. I wanted to ask you guys.
Yeah, I was going to say rank all time with centers.
Jack, who are your top five centers? Now, are we going before they wore helmets or just the modern era?
I would say it goes Embiid.
Modern day, like linemen as well.
Embiid, Wilt, Kelce.
Shaq.
Bednarik.
Come on.
Who cares, Ray?
Yeah, I don't know where
with,
we rank
with, two Super Bowls, he's certainly he's right there. He's in a Hall of Fame conversation for sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay. Yep.
So he's at least ranking there, Ryan. He's there. Yeah, his bust will be sitting in the hall with the rest of the guys.
All right. But Sunday can't come soon enough. I can't wait to beat the brakes out of Andy Reid. It's going to be really fun.
So you're still an anti-Andy guy?
No, I'm not. I like Andy. I just don't want him. I don't want him to get the upper hand on us.
Well, of course we want the Eagles to win, but you didn't hear me say, like, I can't wait to shove it up his nose, Andy Reid.
But still, like, I don't want him to win without us and then win.
Then beat us. Yeah, no, you want to lose Andy
Reid. Right,
I feel you. You want to lose Andy Reid.
All right.
See, I said this, Ryan. I said this when the question was, who do you prefer to win between the Bengals and the Chiefs? I'm like, I don't think we can handle losing to Andy Reid if that happens. You know what I mean? So, like, if they lost to the Bengals, it's like, okay, you get over it. It's the Bengals. It's Cincinnati. But, yeah, I don't think people want to lose to Coach Reid.
No.
You know?
as opposed to if it was the Bengals and Zach Taylor, there's an added dimension. I agree.
Well, and the idea, and I heard Gilio talking about this the other day last week, about Andy having one up over the Eagles and Eagles fans and this and that and the other. Now, see, I can see why people would think that way, right? But it's especially when it comes against you. It's one thing if Coach went and beat another team in the Super Bowl.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, okay, yeah, I didn't want him to win, but it wasn't against us. He didn't win. I do believe for Eagles fans, especially for those who aren't Andy Reid.
It would suck a little bit more if Andy beat
you. It would suck a little more, yes, if Coach Reid won.
Even with me that's totally over the Andy stuff and doesn't hate Andy or whatever, it would suck a little bit more. That he would get to say, or would it make you feel?
Now, I'm a bad Eagles fan if it doesn't bother me at all. Like, it's not going to bother me at all.
But hang on a second.
Yes.
Because when I think about
that Andy particularly won, it would bother me that the Eagles lost, regardless who they lost to. But I wouldn't be sitting here like, ah, oh, man, Coach Reid won.
But you know what?
Over the Eagles.
I don't feel like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be that way.
I don't feel like that. I wouldn't feel any differently because if he won as opposed to another team, I wouldn't be happy as equally. In fact, you know what? Like, seeing Andy win another one, because I like him, and he's one of the best coaches of all time.
Sure.
That puts him in a different category now getting the second Super Bowl.
Sure does, yeah. Multiple
championships. Yeah. To where, like, no one wants to see the Eagles lose. And I don't know. I don't think I'd be any – would you be angrier, Jack, if they lost to Andy?
No, like, Andy at this point for me is like a faceless opponent. Like, I know what he did here.
Right.
But I just don't, like – I'm not – looking across the sideline and being like, I want to beat the Chiefs extra because Andy.
Because Andy, right. I don't want, right. like, I think the first time around.
But you do realize some people do.
I do.
Right.
I know. For me personally, yeah, it's like I've moved on. We've had three coaches. We won a Super Bowl. Both sides won. I mean,
right.
Sides have won the divorce in a way.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Which is rare.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's worked out. It's worked out well for everybody.
Well, it worked out for Brady. He's sitting pantless in his hotel room today.
Mike, did you do similar things after you retired, taking pictures in your underwear? Like Tom Brady?
I did not take pictures, but I did sit around in my
underwear.
Yeah,
no, we all do it.
It's one of those things you wonder, like, what it feels like. Yeah, what does it feel like when I don't have anything to do today?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you pose in your underwear. Getting back to Andy Reid,
yes. Like
there's no like, I don't. I felt like after he left, people wanted to rub his face in it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like the Eagles win.
That was
Andy.
A fresh wound. Fresh. It was a yeah.
I don't feel like that at
all.
Well,
a lot
right
of time
now.
Has passed. What is it? Has it been 10 years?
10 years.
Yeah, 10 years now. Yeah.
But remember, Chip came in and he had immediate success, and there were a lot of people that were like, Andy, right? And then you realize you really didn't win. And Andy totally transformed the franchise.
Yeah.
But the Eagles got it right.
Well, then Andy sent us a Super Bowl-winning coach.
He
sent us a coach to help us win the Super Bowl.
And he fired Nick Sirianni. So we can give him credit for that,
he
too.
He did. Oh, grudge match. Oh, screw Andy Reid. I forgot about that.
He fired our guy, Nick.
Fired our coach.
Our guy.
So AB's on the line.
Oh, he's very passionate.
He's from Philly this time. He was in King of Prussia before him. I'm assuming it's the same caller.
Well, there's AB. There's two different
ABs. Are there two different ABs?
That might be Ab. He went...
AB, were you the one that called on Thursday, or are you a different AB?
Yeah, I'm the same one. I want to say this first. I apologize to y'all boys, man, for my overexertion. But, you know, I'm happy my boys is in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? I love my birds. You know what I mean? But Patrick Mahomes is better than Hurt. Yes, he is. The reason why I say that is because Patrick Mahomes been in the league longer than him, and he got the accolades. But my whole point was this last week. I would have said the question like, can Jalen Hurt be as good as Patrick Mahomes? And my answer to that would be yes. Because I watched Jalen, and we can't forget, Jalen Hurt was on Alabama. During the time he was on Alabama, they was like one of the best teams in college. There's hundreds of teams in college. He got two national championships. Two. So yeah. I feel like, you know, he got he got everything he needs to win this game. He's been in big games a few times, and he came up, he went and got a ring, a championship.
Oh.
That's why I said I really believed that he was going to be our quarterback when they drafted him, because he was real good in college.
Well, here's the thing. I think you're right from the standpoint, can he reach those heights? From an overall standpoint, sure. I don't think it's going to be done the same way. I think the fact that Jalen has dual threat ability, he's going to always use those abilities, right? He's not going to try to shy away from that and be something that he's not. He has the ability to beat you with his arm, and he can beat you with his legs. So, this could be the first of many matchups between these two. You know, Jalen's only 24, Patrick Mahomes only 27.
Yeah.
You know, the Eagles have a young team, especially on the offensive side of things. You look at the NFC, we certainly have a chance to be the better team in the NFC for a while. So this could be the beginning of matchups for these two sides against each other.
You imagine that?
Could be.
These
yeah.
the two best teams yeah, in the conference for the next be. 3 to 5
yeah.
years.
Right?
It's set up to be that, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, obviously you got to stay healthy. You got to stay healthy, but, you know, if you look at what they have on offense, those guys aren't going anywhere anytime soon.
Right.
So with the exception of getting a little older, right, with Jason, even if Jason comes back, Lane, the other guys are young. Mylotta's young. Dickerson's young. You got Juergens on the bench who's ready to go.
Yep.
You know, if Seumalo leaves, you can put another guard in there, right? Guards, they can be young so they can grow with the skill position guys. How old is Dallas Goedert? 25, 26?
Yeah, 26.
He's still young.
He's still in his – he's just entering his prime right now.
These guys still
yeah.
playing into their 30s, man.
The thing is the defense, though, right? I mean, the defense
– yeah, you just got to replenish the defense.
Yep.
You got to replenish the defense. But I'm saying offensively, you're going to give Jalen the ability, even if your defense isn't as good, he's going to have enough weapons on that side. Sometimes you might have to go win games in a shootout.
Yep.
You might have to. Like, you got to sacrifice. And if I got to sacrifice anything, I'm sacrificing defensive players.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to all my defensive guys out there.
Yeah, can you imagine?
I completely flipped the script on everybody. Yeah, I'm about the offense because that's what the NFL is about.
Yeah.
Everything caters to those guys on that side of the football. Like, it's great if you can draft great on the defensive side of the ball and free agents here or there to put a defense together. But I got to make sure my quarterback has the skill position guys to go up against, man, to go up against Josh Allen and Joe Burrow and yeah. Pat Mahomes. Like, man, we got to keep talent there.
Even look at San Francisco, who has a great defense. Look at their offensive skill guys.
Yeah.
Look at that offense.
Yeah. And you saw what they gave up to go get Christian McCaffrey. So, like, you have to be able to do that, man. And so to keep Jalen with players around him, it's going to always give you a chance. He's used to playing with that type of talent. He played at Bama. He played at Oklahoma. Keep those type of guys around him.
All right, we are live.
Devontae's the next guy to get paid. We have to pay Devontae after next year.
Yep.
Two $100 million receivers.
Man, it's okay. Yep. I'll take it.
Yeah, if they're producing, then we'll be.
Yeah. If that means we got to get rid of a corner, okay.
Yep. Bye-bye, Darius.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Goddard will get another contract at some point. So you rip up the contract. Yeah. Give him a small cap number.
We already laid out the plan. All right? You got to re-sign Devonta. You draft Joey Porter Jr. number 10. And
like
everything
it.
Figures
I like
it out there.
Yeah.
All right. We are live at Radio Row, 215-592-9494.
Oh,
yeah. Pat Gallen is here.
What's going on up in here, man?
So there's a –
Yeah,
what is going on over there? 215 Sights and Sounds, like Reese. 215-592-9494. It is Marks and Reese. We'll come back. All your phone calls. A lot of confidence going on right now. Would you be shocked if they lose? You'd be shocked if they lost, Jack?
Be shocked.
You'd be shocked, Ike?
Shocked?
Shocked.
How are you shocked?
I would not be shocked if they lost.
I'd be disappointed.
Yeah, you guys sound like a bunch of doubters.
No, I'd be disappointed if they lost. I don't know if shocked would be the word I would
it's
use.
It's not the proper word you'd use.
Yeah, no.
All right, we'll come back with your phone calls. Don't go anywhere. Marks and Reese. Hey, listen, I'm talking to you snorers out there, people with sleep apnea. If you listen to the show enough, you know my well-chronicled stories of me snoring and having sleep apnea, which is not great for your health. It's dangerous, right? So I tried the CPAP route, and if you're getting kicked out of your bedroom by your spouse or whatever's going on, if you're snoring and you have sleep apnea, you should get it taken care of. And recently I went to the region's number one source for a dental solution in treating snoring and sleep apnea. And he's actually my dentist, Dr. Eric Pastor. Him and his team can make you an FDA-approved dental appliance that's often covered by your health insurance. So you contact Dr. Pastor and his team. They take care of all the details for you. You don't have to worry about it. Dr. Pastor helped me, and he can help you as well. So contact him today, Dr. Eric Pastor, the Roars for Dentist, and come in for a free consultation. His number is 610-948-8518, 610-948-8518, or online, drpastor.com, drpastor.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, we're back this week, broadcasting live from Radio Row in Phoenix. WIP goes to Arizona. Championship coverage brought to you by SEPTA, the Philly way to go. Mark Sreese, Jack Fritz. When I say engineering, Jack,
hold
what does
on.
That mean?
I figured it out, I think.
Oh, my goodness.
Right on time.
Yeah.
You're good now, right?
Because Breitmeyer sent you a text message and what all these – so when
– you got to take a picture of the thing.
When you don't really know what you're doing, like when things go wrong, you just start pressing buttons and turning dials. And
well,
that's
a slight turn up, turn down. Yep. Yeah. I thought it was a smidge. Yeah. I thought the smidge would fix it, but we got it. It's under control now.
All right, good. Good, good, good. Rod Lakin is out here with us week, our brand manager.
Oh, man, so great to have Rod here.
Yeah, he's very good at fake-looking busy. I mean, look at him.
Man, listen.
See, I want to know, is who is he always on the phone with?
Dude, I know.
He's doing big deals.
He must be. Is he a power broker? Why is he always on the phone?
He walks past my studio at least 30 times a show, like always just pacing.
Yeah,
back
yeah,
and
he paces. He's a pacer when he talks. He can't sit.
No.
I'm a pacer, too, but I just don't talk on the phone. Well, he's already all the way down.
No, we'll start counting how many phone calls he's taken during the show, just to show how busy he really is.
Well, that's three. And then he's conducting interviews or something over there. I can hear him through the, like, all right, like, just walk down there or something. We're trying to do a radio show here.
Be a pro one time.
We are our boss.
Yeah. I think he's nervous because he's seeing his Arizona boys right next to us.
He's picked up all the meals, man. You guys better chill out. Telling you.
Yeah, he has. It was a good night last night.
He's picking up the meals. Do not ruin this.
No, it's all good. Yes. He's doing a great job. He's very busy.
Exactly, yes. Yes, let him do what he's doing.
Yeah, exactly, yes. Yeah. Good point, Ike.
Well, as long as he whips that card out at the end of the night, end of the meal, we're all good.
We're all good.
Yes.
We're all good. Twitter questions today.
We are on the air.
Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Pick out a gift for $249 or more. Mark's Jewelers will give you chocolates and a dozen roses. How about that? Mark's-Jewelers.com for more details. Let's hit some phone calls. We have Jerry the Truck Horn Guy, Ike. Last time he was on the air, it got a little weird.
Ike juiced up, yeah.
That's because he was home and not driving, though.
Right. Then his brother called.
Yeah, Jeff in Wilmington, I think.
Yeah.
Jerry, how are you, buddy? What's going on?
Johnny Marks, Ike Reese, how are you, boy? What's up, brother?
Sound like you're home.
Uh-oh.
I'm still home. Oh,
no. Jerry, you been drinking today or what?
No, I'm just chilling. You know what I mean? I'm just hanging out, trying to make money on my computer that I'm not making on the job, but just don't
OnlyFans? Do you have an OnlyFans account, Jerry?
No, I'm trying to start one. I'm like, dude, you can do anything on the internet and make money at it. I'm trying to figure out the dumbest thing I can come up with to do.
Wow.
It works for a lot of people.
Yeah, it certainly does. What's up, Jer?
Hey, guys. So, you want to know where I got my nickname from, Nails 20. Nails, it was from when I played softball. They nicknamed me after Lenny Dyser, which maybe not the best thing, but my softball number was number 20.
Oh, well, we weren't asking about that, but it's good to know. It's good to know that's where it came from.
You did after you got off the air a couple times ago, and I was like, oh, next time I call, I'll just let them know what's up.
Well, thanks, buddy.
Good recap.
How you feeling this week? First of all, do you have to drive for the Super Bowl, or will you be home?
I'll be. I don't know where I'll be. I'm going to start back to work tomorrow night. So.
Well, how you feeling about the game, buddy?
Well, I believe we're going to win and win significantly.
You do.
So.
Any reason why you feel like that, or?
Well, because we got about 11 weapons, and they got two.
So they
got Mahomes and Ertz, and we got Mahomes and Kelsey, and we got our whole defense, our whole offensive line,
right?
Jalen, and we got the best wideouts.
All right, buddy.
If I do my Jerry Jones math, 2 and 2 is 3, then we lose. But if I do my math, 2 and 2 is 4, we win.
We were just saying the same thing earlier, Jerry. All right, buddy, listen. Let's hear from you when you get back on the road, all right?
You will, because whole Radio Row is going to hear me.
All right, good. All right, there he is, Jerry the Truckhorn guy.
Well, not really, but.
Yeah, there's no speakers. The only thing they can hear is us, and we're probably much louder than your average run-of-the-mill radio station.
I think Jerry needs to only call when he's on the road at this point, moving forward.
Yeah, I don't know if we need drunk Jerry.
Yeah, home Jerry is a lot different than road Jerry.
Yes, I would.
The home-road splits are not kind.
Yeah, he's a much better on the road than at home.
Can't handle being home.
Speaking of that, Herb from Northeast Philly. So I heard that Herb joined you on Saturday. You were on Saturday night?
Yes, yeah.
And Herb was talking about his 95-year-old girlfriend in Italy.
Correct. Oh.
He wasn't aware that she had passed away recently.
In January, yep.
And you had found that out after you already hung up on him.
Yes.
Or you said goodbye to him.
Yep.
Herb, were you aware that your girlfriend in Italy passed away?
I just found out yesterday. I clarified that with my friend Amato over in Huntington Valley. Yeah, she, January 16th. She last month, she passed away, yeah.
Oh, man. And you didn't even get to go out there. Sorry.
Well, I was going to go for like 2-3 weeks. She invited me to her place. But that, I mean, I've been with this woman before. So, I mean, you know, when she was like 10 years ago, like 10. I mean,
Herb, put your seatbelt on.
The mayor of Ben Salem. Okay. She went over there to meet them one night.
Should probably space Jerry and Herb out. Herb, put your seatbelt on.
Yeah, relax. I just came.
No, we can hear the sound in the background. Put your seatbelt on.
I agree. Yeah.
Stop backing up. I think he's actually backing up. I think it's that the meter.
What's up?
Put the car in park.
Calm down there, boy.
What's up?
All right, what's up, Herb?
Now listen, okay, I got one thing to say. I got one thing to say, Ike, and you better translate it over to that Scottsdale hotel where they're staying at.
Okay.
Let them know that Herb said 6-6, fumble, and 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, out. Let's go. All I got to say.
Pick six, fumble. 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3.
Final score, 46 Eagles.
What are the Chiefs score?
Yeah.
29 Chiefs.
All right.
29. Oh, 46 man. 29. Now, anybody in particular?
Definitely taking over in this game. Yeah.
Anybody in particular you want Ike to give that message to? You said to send it over to the
Slay. Yeah. Slay. Slay.
Oh, Slay. Slay. Sure, yeah.
Slain boy, yeah, Slain.
No, we'll cut this and we'll send it to him. He'll
be out there on the, when it starts snowing. He'll be slaying soon. You know what I mean?
Slay's gonna get that pick six.
My boy Slay, go get it, baby.
All right,
Herb. Dump that route, baby. Let's go.
All right, Herb.
You having a good time?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah. Okay.
So far, so good.
When you coming home, Friday?
We'll be home for the show on Friday. Yeah, late Thursday night. We'll be home. We'll see you down at Chickies and Pete's on Friday.
I'm going to try to get over there. No problem.
All right.
Come on over, Sal, Friday and see us, man.
I got to work Friday. I got to work Saturday and Sunday.
All right. You're working Sunday?
Are you not going to be able to watch the game?
I'm going to watch the game. I hope the game on Sunday, the Flyers are 1 o'clock, I hope.
Get that over with, man.
That's the most important sporting event that day.
I'm hoping to get out of there by 5:30, and I'm going to go watch the game up in Langhorne.
He's got a – all right, Herb, thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you later this week. Yeah, he has to wait for the employees to be done work, and then he drives them back over. So he's – he drives him to work, and he drives him.
Yeah, gotcha. Makes sense.
Now, are you going to be locked in Super Bowl Sunday on that Flyers game at 1, or?
I don't think so.
It won't be on my radar
that day. I don't think so.
I mean, hey, listen, if I end up in front of the TV flipping through, maybe I'll check in.
Well, maybe to calm your nerves, you can watch the Flyers.
I mean, that gives me even more anxiety.
I know.
They go on a power play. I'm like, oh, my God, they need to score here.
Rod's on the phone again, so.
In a new call?
Yep.
So that's 4 phone calls since we've been on the air.
Correct.
All right.
The guy's addicted to the phone.
He is.
Come on, Rod. Get it together, buddy.
He needs a landline. The landline phone, Jack, you don't remember him, but you would have the phone on the wall. And then you need the longer cord, so like my mom would be talking.
I think roll from the kitchen all the way to the that cord was so long.
Well, I never grew up with the where you got to turn the thing.
Not the rotary.
I grew up with the hard landline that you had to carry around the house. To figure out, what your friend's class schedule was.
Right.
And to call their house. They even
they still had landlines then. Yeah.
I told you, I'm right in the middle. I was right at the back end of this whole landline nonsense.
Yeah, you weren't around for payphones, though.
I remember payphones.
You
no,
do?
No way you remember payphones.
But payphones, like we go to the booth and you
yeah.
How much did it cost?
A quarter.
That's true.
Yeah.
It was a dime before that.
Inflation.
Right. Well, it's been a quarter for a long time. All right, we'll go back to the phones in a second. But listen, guys, if you've been hearing me talk about Dr. Glatt for many, many years now and you're wondering, like, hey, could this work for me? You're damn right it could work for you, and it will work for you. Dr. Glatt and his team are ready to make your hair dreams a reality, and all you have to do is go to the website drglatt.com, drglatt.com. You'll see before and after pictures, including mine, and really get a really good idea of what you're going through with the procedure. It's amazing. It's science. You can regrow your hair, and that's what Dr. Glatt and his team do. They have the most experience and the most success in Philadelphia when it comes to hair restoration. My hair is fuller and thicker. You never know I had it done. That could be you. It could be you. Call his office today, 610-980-4000. 610-980-4000, or once again, the website, drglatt.com, drglatt.com. All right, let's go to Gary. Gary's on the line. Gary, how are you, buddy? What's going on?
Johnny Marks, Ice Barista, Jack Fritz, how you guys doing?
Gary.
What's up, Gary?
I'm pretty good. So this venue we have for this Super Bowl 57, what is it, State Farm, used to be University of Phoenix. This is a historic Super Bowl venue. This is its third Super Bowl. The first being 2008, the David Tyree helmet catch, and the second being 2015. The goal line interception.
Oh.
If history were to repeat itself, and another unconventional, game defining play were to take place, what do you guys think it would be?
Oh, what? So you're asking us to look into the crystal ball, and guess what it would be?
I would go with a strap.
Relax, buddy.
Now that would be historic, like.
Somebody. Now, what's the what was
Cravon?
That?
Cravon LeBlanc.
No. The movie where the
Last
guy,
Boy Scout.
Last Boy Scout.
Riding on a horse, shooting people.
Yeah.
In the rain.
That's what I was trying. Okay. Yeah, I didn't mean to say strap. I would go with a strip sack. Was what I was saying. Strip sack, force fumble, scoop up, touchdown, Hassan Reddick.
Oh, Herb, man. Herb just predicted
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah. I've already put money down for Hassan Reddick to be MVP of the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. It's plus 1,200, wasn't it?
Yeah, 34.
Wow.
It was plus 3,400.
Did you get that before the Niners game or after the Niners game?
After the Niners game.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So I think before the Niners game, he was plus 15,000.
Yeah, I bet.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Which we said on the air because people actually DM me that they took that bet because we said on the air.
We said if there's one player that's really, really deep.
Yeah, because if it's not going to be a quarterback, it's going to be a defensive player, except for last year. I don't know if you know this, but Aaron Donald did not.
Totally got robbed. Totally got robbed.
Ike's still mad about it.
Totally got robbed. I could be getting redemption this year with Hassan Reddick.
Yeah, but, you know, plus 1,200 is not.
$3,400.
That's a little different.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
You could have got it at 15,000.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
So is this just where you have we're back anyway, but you wouldn't even be able to do the bets out here because then you couldn't cash them in if you placed them out here.
No, you can't cash out.
You can't cash out here, right?
Yeah, the bets have to just stay, yeah. Yeah. I might wait to – I mean, we're going back.
Yeah,
so
you'll have plenty of time
to
go to New Jersey.
But believe me, I'm keeping my eye on everything. Yeah, though, yes.
No, but if you saw really good value in a line and you want to jump on it now, you would need a middleman in New Jersey to do it for you.
Yeah.
Like Pete Rose used to have back in the day. You had the middleman.
And I'm going with the unconventional touchdown of a non-quarterback throwing a touchdown pass.
That's a good one.
Or a lineman catching a touchdown pass.
Huh.
With Andy in this game, anything can happen.
Anything.
Anything can happen. And who knows if Nick Sirianni doesn't have something up his sleeve.
Yep, Lane Johnson touchdown.
Well, listen, we didn't see the Philly special coming.
No, we didn't.
We didn't see that coming.
Yep. And just for theater, would Sirianni or Andy Reid say, you know what, I'm going to show him.
Somebody, well, you know, it's going to be something.
Yep.
Could be a fake punt. Could be a fake field goals don't work too often on the pro level.
Yeah,
the last one was the game.
Well, no, but here's why.
The game in Minnesota.
They would rather just go for it on fourth down than do a fake field goal.
Yes, they'd rather just go for it.
Fake punts.
Yeah, fake punt, you can get away. You can catch somebody off guard with a fake punt.
Nick doesn't like punting either.
No, neither does Andy.
Well, there was only, what, 2-17 in that game?
I don't think there was any in that game.
I think there was two punts in the whole game.
But the Patriots didn't punt all game, right?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only stop they got was the Brandon
turnover,
Strip
sack.
Let's go to Craig in D.C. Craigie, what's up? How are you?
Marks and Reese out there on Radio Row. How y'all doing?
What's up, Craig?
I'll talk to y'all in a minute, man. I know it's been busy, man. Good to see y'all out there. Hey, Ike, pour me out of glass, baby. Football. Oh. Give me some juice, baby.
Uh-oh.
Hook him up, Tucker.
Uh-oh.
He ain't got it.
Poor producing by Jack. Yes! Right on time.
Hey, man, I just wanted to call. Hey, I know it's funny having that delay and stuff, man. Hey, I just wanted to get through to y'all, man, and just talk to y'all, man, give you my points. You know, I'm excited about it, man. And like I said, it's a calm feeling over me. Unlike, like I said, they asked earlier in the day about, well, which one is it? Well, obviously the first Super Bowl was the most exciting and this and that. You know, you had the butterflies in your stomach. But this one here, we are the better team. Now, I know, like I said, we got Mahomes, you got Bill Witten and everything else and Andy Reid. But I don't take it personal, man. I don't – listen, all them people got these vendettas against Andy Reid and all that. Man, forget all that mess, man. That's been so long ago, man. Listen, this is about Philly, man. Hey, it's all about Philly. We've been the team, the top dogs all year. I look forward to us coming out, imposing our will on these guys, and dominating just like we did San Fran. I told people before, the winner of that NFC game was going to win the Super Bowl because of the fact that the domination that the defense can put, that Kansas City offense hasn't seen a defense like they're going to see in this Super Bowl. I mean, we're going to dominate these guys. And I'm telling you right now, Ike, look, all the money's on green, baby. I don't think it's going to even be close. I think we're going to win them by at least 10 points. I swear, I think that's my feeling, man.
They have 30 points. Yeah, I thought you were going to say 44 to 10.
Oh no, we'll get to 30s. Yeah, we'll be like 34 to 17. They might get 20.
Okay.
You know, yeah, we looking good, man. And then, I don't know if y'all saw. Hey, did y'all see that? Did y'all see that little clip? I tell you what, man, you know, we always talk about sports being fixed and this and thing like that. Did y'all see that little highlight about that predictor that somebody put a snapshot out about, you know, Philly, the final score was going to be 37-34.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was a win.
Yeah, what was that?
Well, because last week, you see, like, the NFL rig thing, yeah, which is a joke, but people took it seriously. So, like, all these NFL players are talking about the script. Right, and right. RG3 was like, my script in 2012, and then, like, him crying.
Yeah.
So someone, like, put together a fake script being leaked for the Super Bowl because the NFL is scripted.
Right.
And it said the score was going to be
37-34.
And the Eagles were down by 10 points early and then came back and rolled them. Madden had the Eagles winning 31-17.
Madden?
Yeah. They simulated the game on Madden.
Oh, Madden, yeah.
No, not John Madden. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
He did not predict the Eagles to win, at least this year he didn't.
Him and Herb's, never mind.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he could have predicted. He just died last year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could have. Yeah,
but Madden in the NFL game had 31-17.
Yeah, pulled away in the second half. Jalen Hurts is the MVP.
Okay.
26-33. 10 rushes for 88 yards.
That'd be a Super Bowl record for rushing yards by a quarterback. 64 with McNair was the last one.
Is that right?
Yep.
I can see that.
Jalen has a chance.
Definitely. Let's go to Corey in Columbus, Ohio. Corey, how are you?
Johnny Mark, I read. What up?
Corey.
What's up, C?
Hey, Johnny, you put your toes in the water out there?
Did I put my toes in the water out there?
It's not that warm.
Because you were talking about your feet last week.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, man, listen. Listen, man. We saw, like, Mahomes, you know, Mahomes, he the best quarterback in the league, obviously. Even I'll say that, and I'm the biggest Jalen fan. But it's like, you know, we beat Tom Brady. You know, we saw Russell Wilson beat Peyton Manning. You know what I'm saying? Like, the best quarterback in the league don't always got to win, you know, so – it ain't like the man Thanos or something. Even Thanos got beat by the Avengers. So it's like, you know, yeah, they got Andy Reid. They got, you know, Pat Mahomes. But I like our guys. I'm not saying it's going to be a blowout or nothing, but I think we're going to get the dub. Like, Michael Jordan going to do his thing. And, you know, I ain't worried. Like,
Would you be shocked if they didn't win?
I would be more shocked if they didn't win than if they lost.
So you'd be shocked if they –
I mean, if they won,
lost.
I'd be more shocked if they lost than they did. Would be if they won.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I guess.
So I mean, I just like our guys, man. I feel like this is our year, and I just feel like we're gonna take care of business, man. I think our guys are hungry. I just like our chances.
Yeah. And we got a very good chance. I mean, listen, I mean we got a better than a good chance. Honestly, you got better than a good chance. I wonder. Like, you're trying to play this game in your head, and you're trying to figure out, okay, how is this game going to be played out? Are we envisioning back and forth? Because that's what Super Bowl 52 was, right? Yeah, the back and forth. Actually, the Eagles jumped out to, like, what, 9-0 lead or something like
they
that?
Didn't they lead by 10, or was it 9?
Well, they missed the extra point.
Yeah, yeah,
they missed,
yeah.
But they did score on their first two drives. Yeah, they scored on the first two drives, and so they were up 9-0. And then I think New England came down and got a field goal.
Philly Special put them up double digits.
Yeah, right before the half, right?
And then it was the Gronk Brady show those first couple drives in the second half.
So you're trying to figure out how the game is going to play out. I don't know how this game is going to play out. Like, you don't know if it's going to be a game where the defense steps up and plays well. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard for me to envision the Eagles defense giving up 30 points.
That's not a formula to win the game, I don't think.
No, I just don't see the Eagles defense giving up 30 points. So, you know, but then how does the Eagles' offense attack? They run the ball more in the playoffs than they've thrown the ball. So is Sunday's game going to be a running game? Is that what it's going to be?
It's a good question. I really don't know either.
I said this last week, man, and I know people will say, well, they didn't have to throw the ball. They had an early lead. Even when they had to throw the ball, everything didn't look great. You got the one, you got the two in two games. The only two memorable passing plays I can think of is the two Devontae catches. The second play of the Giants game and on the opening drive of the 49ers game. You know, I know he hit Goddard for a touchdown in that first game. That was the opening touchdown. But the passing game hasn't wowed us. It didn't wow us in that final game against the Giants. Right? So it's I'm wondering, are we going to win by running the football or by throwing the football?
Yeah, that's a good question.
We've been winning. Not that Jalen hasn't thrown the ball, but we've been winning by running the ball.
Well, and do you want to play ball control?
Yeah, I mean, I
well, I don't. My only thing is
I just wonder how they come out.
I don't know
out.
If it's by choice.
Right. I wonder.
We're not a ball control team like San Francisco where we just want to eat up the clock to play a low-scoring game.
No,
the Eagles want to throw the ball. We know that.
And do they say we're going to come out throwing the ball, or do they keep doing what they've been doing? I mean, it's a good question. All right, coming up on the other side, more phone calls here, 215-592-9494. We are live, Radio Row in Phoenix, Arizona. WIP goes to Arizona, brought to you by SEPTA, the Philly way to go. Also on the other side, we'll sneak this in, Ike Reese. A Sixer has requested a trade. Who
what?
Is it?
Yep.
And with the Kyrie trade. Is KD available?
But I'm pissed Embiid off. Embiid's requesting a trade.
If it was Embiid, it'd be breaking news.
You have to wait and find out.
Yep, you got to wait and find out. It could be.
It could be.
It could be Joel Embiid.
Well, not really. It could be. It could be. And so Kyrie gets traded. Is Kevin Durant now going to get traded next?
Awesome. Let's go.
And Embiid's liking tweets from KD. Hey, Maxi. Nah, 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 nah.
Everybody.
We'll talk about it on the other side. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
All right. Hey, fellas, this Valentine's Day, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram. Now, we're talking sexy, sultry, naturally nude pajamas. They feel just like her soft skin. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive. You'll both love the feel of them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. Now, she'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. Order today and save 25%. Make sure you use code NUDE. That's 25% savings on a best-selling Valentine's Day gift. Plus, Pajamagram will even wrap the whole gift up for you for free. That's right, 25% off naturally nude pajamas and free gift packaging. Listen, if you missed out on this offer during Christmas, don't make the same mistake twice. Give her naturally nude pajamas, but you need to order today because last year they sold out before Valentine's Day. Here's what you do. Go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com. Make sure you use the code NUDE, that's N-U-D-E, and save 25% off your order of naturally nude pajamas. Make sure you tell them I sent you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.